Dozens of people have died of cholera in various parts of Zimbabwe recently, but health officials warn that the combination of burst sewer pipes, which are a regular feature in some of Harare's low-income suburbs, and the rains could make matters much worse. Dr. Douglas Gwatidzo, the chairman of Zimbabwe Association of Doctors for Human Rights, blames the cholera outbreak on people drinking unsafe water.
We have places where people have resorted to digging wells, and the shallow wells are not very far away from the drains that are full of sewer. And obviously those places are going to be flooded, so there's going to be a cross-contamination from the system and the wells. So it means all the open wells are going to be heavily contaminated.
While the problem is normally associated with people living in rural areas where there is no running water, it's very much an urban problem here. The dormitory suburb of Chitungwiza, a mere 30 kilometers from Harare, and Chinoy, a town of some 116 kilometers from the capital, have both witnessed outbreaks recently, resulting in the death of an estimated 30 people. The water delivery system in Harare has been erratic for years now. VOA visited one of the worst hit parts of the city and spoke to this resident.
We have almost 9 months without any water. Other areas, they've got 2 years without water from their water taps.
For water to drink and domestic use, she and the other residents have resorted to digging holes in the ground. They also do their laundry close to the hole, which is near a stream of sewage spillage.
There are some insects, as you can see. Mosquito breeds in here, and then we take the water to go and drink.
The residents of this area say they boil their water and use water purifying tablets to minimize the chances of catching disease. But it does not always work, as they have had cholera outbreaks in the past. While those in the poorer areas are the most exposed, Dr. Gwatidzo says even those with uninterrupted or irregular supplies of water are also at risk. Harare drinking water is just not safe, he says, and the rains will increase the chances of those who drink it catching some bug.
Unless by some miracle we manage to lay our hands on, you know, large quantities of chemicals to treat our water, I think the onset of rains spells doom for the population of Harare and other towns.
The Zimbabwe National Water Authority is tasked with bringing clean and safe to drink water to the people. It puts down the water wars to breakdowns at water purifying plants, a lack of foreign currency to replace old equipment, and to buy adequate water purification chemicals. The Deputy Minister of Water and Infrastructural Development, Walter Mzembe, attacked donors and multilateral agencies who have apparently promised to support the delivery of water only after a power-sharing government is in place. He is quoted in the government mouthpiece, The Herald, as saying water is a basic right and the donors should not play politics with it. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, Harare.